Today is August 12th, year 2007. It's the 11th Sunday after Pentecost, and it's also the feast day of the great St. Clair of Assisi. St. Clair, pray for us. This sermon is going to take up a reading I'm going to read from an apostate Jew, a Talmudic Jew here, and I'm going to show you what they think about Christ and their plots and plans of bringing their Antichrist to power. Now, you got to go back, and if you've been listening to my sermons and you've been following them, I'm not going to repeat all the different verses that apply to that, but logic dictates that if the Antichrist is going to come to power, and if the whole world is going to, almost the whole world is going to adore him as if he were God, that means the true Christ, the Jesus Christ, has to be discredited as a fraud and a phony so that the Antichrist can come to power and people can turn their allegiance to him. Indeed, this is what the apostate Jews have been doing from the very beginning when they denied Christ back in the year 33 and crucified Jesus. Since then, they've been trying to discredit the true Christ consistently throughout the scriptures. And our Lord tells us, St. John tells us, that they're the ones that are the Antichrist. They're not bringing the true Christ to power. Read that in 1 John 2:22, where it says, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ?" This is the Antichrist, who denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not had the Father. So we know that their Christ is the Antichrist, and our Christ is the true Christ. And he's not the Protestant Christ neither, as I always say, he's the Catholic Christ. Now, I always said that in these final days, for that to happen, for almost the whole world to do that, there needs to be a major publicity campaign throughout the world that turns everybody's hearts away so they go into a great apostasy and they start turning their attention towards the apostate Jewish Messiah, the Antichrist, thinking he's the Christ. We already have that idolization of the Jewish race. I've gone over that long enough. We already have stuff on the TV that's coming out and trying to say Jesus never rose from the dead. For instance, the Da Vinci Code. And that's what we're going to be reading here. This one particular, we're going to be quoting from a letter from Rabbi Moshe Yes. And he is a rabbi from the Lubavitch Jewish group, the Chabad group in Brooklyn. And they were the supporters of Menachem Schneerson, Rabbi Menachem Schneerson, who they said, and they still do say, is the Messiah. That imposter, who they still persist is the Messiah. Now, he died, and they're waiting for him to rise again. And who knows, maybe he will, as the devil will rise him up as an image, and he may be the Antichrist. We don't know who's the Antichrist, exactly what particular person is going to be the Antichrist. We know he's alive in the world today, though. But the Lubavitch group in Brooklyn, they're the ones that believe Schneerson is the Messiah and the King Messiah, and they're trying to prove to everybody that he is the Messiah. And, of course, to do that, you have to disprove Christ. But all the Jews have to do that. Whether you believe Schneerson's this apostate Jewish Messiah, or you have another Jewish group that believes this guy's the Messiah, or you have the liberal Jews that believe the whole Jewish race is the Messiah, or you have another group of apostate Jews that believes Joe Smith is the Messiah. It doesn't matter. They're all Antichrists. They're all false Messiahs. But my point is, you're going to see this Jew reveling in the fact of the Da Vinci Code when it came out, and he considers that a major miracle from God, because it discredits Christ and the Catholic Church. And he revels in the fact that the Catholic Church is on the brink of destruction as he sees it. But what he's looking at right now is really not the Catholic Church. The Vatican II Church is a false church that calls itself Catholic. But he's reveling in the mess that's going on amongst nominal Catholics. And he's saying, the day has finally come when we have now brought out to the light and exposed to the world that Catholicism is a phony religion. It always was and always will be. The Catholic Church is a phony church. And God used Catholics and even the Mohammedans and Islams to punish us Jews. But these two entities were no more God's chosen people than was Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. So they're portraying the Catholic Church as an evil entity, like Nebuchadnezzar was in Babylon. And Islam, we know that is a true evil entity. But in particular, we're just concerned about the way they're portraying the Catholic Church. And they're saying the Catholic Church was used by their God to punish them because they've been disobedient. And that when the time comes, he's going to destroy the Catholic Church to show to the world that the Catholic Church was just a phony evil entity that God used to punish his chosen people, the apostate Jews, and when they bring their Antichrist to power. You're going to read of all of this in here. He's reveling in the success, first of all, of a book that was written by a heretic. I don't know if the guy was, he wasn't a Jew even. And the Jews usually do this. They'll have a Protestant or an atheist, non-Jew, write stuff like this so they can't take the brunt of the heat, you know. So just, hey, look, it was written by a Protestant who professed or some other guy that used to believe in Christ. It wasn't written by one of us. But the fact is, this guy comes along and the devil gives him some temptations and some fantasies, and he writes a book that's nothing more than a fantasy.
Dan Brown
was his name, who wrote the Da Vinci Code. The devil put some thoughts in this guy's mind, he writes them down on paper, and this stupid Jew thinks that's a miracle. And again, I tell you, these Jews are depending upon lies to come to power. Anybody who takes that guy's book serious has got to be crazy.
That book came right out after the Passion, so it's like
to discredit Christ.
Exactly.
So right after Mel Gibson's movie put the true Christ on a pedestal, he came out and tried to discredit the true Christ by saying the Da Vinci Code basically teaches that Christ never rose from the dead. He didn't die on the cross. He was taken down and survived. He went into France and married Mary Magdalene, and he had children. It's a blasphemy.
That's right.
A blasphemous piece of work that even the Jews in their Talmud teach. Christ was crucified by them, and they're proud to say it. Even the Jews, go read the Talmud. Read all the early accounts of the Jews and their books up into these modern centuries. Up into the 20th century. The Jews come out and say, yeah, we killed Christ and we're proud of it. We killed him we killed that dog on the cross and now he's buried in hell. That's what the Talmud even says. So even according to the Jewish Talmud, that's why when this rabbi comes out and he's reveling in this Da Vinci Code, you're going against your own Talmud, you dummy. Your own Talmud said he was crucified. The Da Vinci Code says no such thing. No, we got liars upon liars, depending on liars, catching liars. And anybody, now this guy looks at that as a miracle, a lying book that even your own Talmud doesn't agree with, that even other non-Catholic sources agree that Christ really was crucified. Of course, the Talmud doesn't believe he rose again, but they do believe, the Talmud does say, we crucified him, we killed him, and they're proud of it. The Da Vinci Code says he was never dead. They didn't kill him. That he lived and he went into France and he had children. Now anyway, my point is that this Jew is depending upon lying people to bring his King Messiah to power. But you're going to listen to him now revel in the fact that the Catholic Church is being now driven into the mud, and the true Catholic Church is crucified. She is being scourged and defiled and blasphemed by the world, just like Christ was. But when you look at that Vatican II church, you got to realize also that's the worst part of the blasphemy is they're calling themselves Catholic and they're not. And so he's looking at this destruction of what appears to be the destruction of the Catholic Church. But if he's looking at people like us, he's going to see the Catholic Church has not been destroyed. She's alive and well, strong as she ever was, because it's the mystical body of Christ crucified. She can never be defeated. She can never be conquered. She's infallible. And now we here, Emirs of the Remnant, are part of that church. You come and look at our website, Rabbi Moshe, and you're going to learn the truth of the matter. We're alive and well. The faith is always alive and well. Even if there's not one Catholic left in the world, the church still survives in her dogmas and doctrines. But he is reveling, nevertheless, in the fact of the discord and chaos amongst the so-called Catholics out there that have lost the faith. And you're going to begin to understand people out there. We've been telling you for a long time, the Vatican II Church and all these traditionalists who call themselves Catholics and not are scandalizing the true Catholic Church and giving guys like this rabbi ammunition to go against you. Now, you're going to read in this how he hates the Catholic Church, how he hates Jesus Christ, how he's nothing more than happy that the Catholic Church is being discredited and Jesus is being discredited so he can prove that Menachem Schneerson is the true King Messiah. And we're going to start reading from it now. If you want to get this article and you want to get it for yourself, it's on the website. His web address is www.rabbiyess.com. And his name is Rabbi Moshe Yes. And if I feel sufficient, I may comment as we go along here. And he starts out, Dear Messiah Watch International Visitor, I am watching in a jaw-dropping astonishment, literally, as impossible as it seemingly was for September 11, 2001 to have ever occurred, what I am seeing now ranks right next to it in terms of the impossible happening before my eyes. It is not a miracle, it is not a miracle, a divine interruption in the laws of nature, such as the Red Sea splitting. It is even higher. He's saying it's more than a bigger miracle than the Red Sea splitting. It is a wonder which is defined by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and the Lubavitch is the name of their group, the Chabad, the Hasidics over there in Brooklyn. They're called the Lubavitchers. The Lubavitcher Rebbe as a miracle woven into nature coming from a higher divine source than a revealed miracle. A wonder wherein the miraculous doings of the hand of God are concealed with nature. Now, he's got you wondering, what is this miracle he's talking about, this apostate Jew, this Talmudic Jew? What miracle is he talking about? If you will put the effort into reading and absorbing this from start to finish, I assure you that the ending will satisfy and reward your effort if you're an apostate Jew and a Talmudic Jew. It's going to reward my effort too. You know why? Because it's to expose this bastard, this apostate bastard, and his hatred of Christ. So it's going to bear its fruit, but not the way he expected. Okay, I spent 4 of my childhood years and 13 of my adult years in Catholic-dominated Montreal, Canada. We are talking the 1950s from my childhood years. In those days, you didn't make jokes about the Catholic religion. See back then how things have changed from even then to now? Now you can make jokes about the Catholic religion, you can make jokes about Jesus, you can blaspheme. As I always said, Apocalypse 13, folks, by the way, just keep in mind Apocalypse 13, 5-8, where it says it was given Antichrist to blaspheme God and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. It was given him power to, this guy, Rabbi Moshe, is now blaspheming God, and he's given power to do this. But he was telling you, in the 1950s, he didn't have that great power. They still had power back then, but not the power that they had when now blasphemies are wide out in the open. Against the Blessed Mother, against Jesus, against the Apostles, against the Gospels. It was always there. It was still pretty big, but now it's wide out in the open. So he's saying, back in the 50s, you couldn't even joke about the Catholic religion. He says, making any wisecracks about the Nazarene, that's what they call Jesus. They don't refer to him as Jesus Christ, because Jesus means Savior, Christ means anointed, and they don't believe he, more particularly, Christ is the most important part, because Joshua was even called Jesus. So the anointed part they don't want, because they know he says, they call him the Nazarene. So they go, making any wisecracks about the Nazarene could have truly cost you your life. And even then it wasn't strong enough. He's talking the 50s were strict. It wasn't that strict. It wasn't as strict as it should have been. It was that controlled and intimidating. But he goes, let's fast forward to 1991. The world respected and renowned Grand Hasidic Rebbe of the Chabad Lubavitch Hasidic sect, Rabbi M.M. Schneerson, does something that no prior true and proven Jewish prophet ever did in the entirety of Jewish history. And so they believe, of course, he's the Messiah and the Jewish prophet. He identifies himself as Judaism's King Messiah, then announces that this generation is the last generation of the Jewish exile and the first generation of the final redemption, that directs us to open our eyes and watch the final redemption unfolding on the stage of world events. There is no longer any possible question about the truth of Rabbi Schneerson's prophetic words. And of course, the state of Israel is tending to support their prophecy, because they're saying, now we have Israel, our Messiah can now come to power, because these Lubavitchers support the state of Israel. It's paved the road, so once we have Jerusalem, we can now open and pave the road for the Messiah to come and reign in Jerusalem. They believe Schneerson's going to raise up from the dead and reign in Jerusalem too also. So now they're looking at all these events as God blessing them, as God approving their religion, when we know Jesus said in the scriptures in the final days there's going to be abomination of desolation in a place where it does not belong, and that's current day Israel. They're looking at that as not an abomination, but as a blessing. It's the complete opposite. And they have to turn everything around and all these things into their favor to bring their Antichrist to power. So, he's saying, this week a movie called The Da Vinci Code is to be released worldwide. The Vatican has issued a directive for Catholics to not attend it. Tickets are practically sold out in all of Catholic Italy. Now, what he's saying here, as bad as the Second Vatican Council Church is, and that's not the true church, that's not the true Vatican, that's a Vatican controlled by apostates, but even they said this is too much, because we at least have to support that Christ is the Messiah, because it's even the basis. Once we start doing that, that's the last stage. The false prophet of the apostate Vatican II Church is going to do that, but that's going to be the very last stage. They're not ready for that to happen yet. So they're telling Catholics, so-called Catholics throughout the world, don't attend the movie. So what he sees is, all Catholics in Italy went out and attended the movie. So he's saying, you're not even listening to the apostate Vatican Church that you're supposed to be under. And all you so-called Catholics are going to watch a blasphemy, an absolute blasphemy against Christ. Which puts you into apostasy. You're not supposed to support it. The only reason you can watch it or read it is to apologetically denounce it. But if you're going there for entertainment, which is... remember when you spoke to that one guy a while ago, I won't say his name, in town here, and we told him, that's blasphemy. You can't go watch that movie. He goes, well, I know it's not right, and I know it's blasphemy, but it's a good entertainment thing. It gets the mind to think a little bit. I says, yeah, it gets your mind to think about what, though? It's blasphemy against Christ. It's not entertainment. It's a movie that blasphemes Jesus Christ by saying he didn't raise from the dead. There's no entertainment value you can derive out of that without yourself becoming a blasphemous apostate. Well, anyway, this Jew is just thrilled because almost all Catholic Italy went out to look at it. To look at a movie that purposes to say that your founder of your religion was an imposter.
Yep.
This is the condition of these so-called Catholics. Folks, I tell you again, they're not Catholic, they're apostates. We're Catholic here in Mary's Little Remnant. We're the only ones I know that are Catholic. Listen to the way we speak, and you know that we're in unison with the way all the church fathers and saints of the past spoke. How could you be calling yourself Catholic when almost all of Italy goes to this movie that blasphemes Christ? But this rabbi loves this event. He goes, that's his miracle, by the way. The premise of the movie is that the Nazarene was not as the church has previously presented him, namely God in human form. That being outright idolatry. Because the Jews believe it's idolatry to say that Jesus was God because they don't believe in the Holy Trinity, just like the Muslims even. They don't believe that there's three persons and one God, so therefore they believe when Jesus claimed to be God the Son and there is a God the Father, they consider that idolatry because they don't accept the dogma of the Blessed Trinity, that Jesus could be, that God is three persons and one God. They don't believe that. And so they're saying right here that God can never be in human form. So they believe that their coming Messiah, the Antichrist, by the way, is not going to be God, but he's going to show himself as he is God. He's going to even throw a little curveball on these guys, the true Antichrist when he comes to power. But now he goes, God in human form, that being outright idolatry. But rather, the movie suggests that the Nazarene was a mere man who fathered a child or children with Mary Magdalene. For the church, such a thought is blasphemy. It robs Catholicism of its deified idol of worship. See, they think we're worshiping Christ as an idol. Yeah? This is this Jew, current day Jew, in Brooklyn, speaking about the truth about what these Jews believe, folks. The movie portrays the church as a liar, promoting the greatest lie ever to have been perpetrated upon billions of trusting and believing Catholics. He says that we're lying about Jesus being the Christ, and they were telling the truth about he didn't rise from the dead again. These are the same Jews that have been lying to the world from day one. We have documented lies about the Holocaust, about Darwinian evolution, about geocentrism and heliocentrism, about the Iraqi war, about all the lies they told the press for all these current wars to come, the Vietnam War. These Jews have been propagating big Wallapalooza's lies from day one. And they have the audacity to say that us Catholics have lied about Christ. It was they who lied about the resurrection of Christ. They, Jesus Christ said, your father is a lie and the father of a lie. So they're perpetuating their lies down to today. And of course, to perpetuate their lies, they have to say we're lying for calling them liars. So here he's saying that the Catholic churches were promoting lies all these years. And he goes on to say, the wonder of all this is that the matter of questioning the alleged divinity, he goes quote unquote, of the Nazarene is now mainstreamed, normalized, and deemed kosher by Catholic masses, no pun intended. He's saying, this is so great that we even got almost all the Catholics believing that he's not divine or he may not be divine. He says they're not angry anymore. They're not raising up and trying to kill us for blaspheming their God. They're even listening to what we're telling them. They're swallowing the vomit. They're swallowing the fact that Christ might not be God. The stuff that I said on Easter time, around the crucifixion, when they came on with them and they quoted that Jesus was not God, that he was born from a Roman soldier and all that, the Talmudist teachings about Mary, yeah, all those horrible teachings where Jesus is not God and he was a product of a fornication or something, that was presented on TV, mainline TV, one of those channels, ABC, NBC, it was on CBS. That was Mysteries of Christmas, it was called. Then we have the Da Vinci Code, and we have a whole roll call of things, which are now coming, even the Passion, the Jews are saying they didn't kill Christ. So we have all these things that the Gospels aren't true, they're lies. All this is being told, and he's saying what's baffling him is the Catholic masses are swallowing it. And again, folks, you can't be Catholic if you're swallowing this stuff. This is one giant proof that these people aren't Catholic, no matter how much they say they are. And they go as far as to swallow these lies and adore the apostate Jew by having the audacity to tell us that we're wrong for denouncing them, for condemning them. We're wrong for condemning them, the apostates that are denying Christ. They're going right where they belong with their apostate brothers, the Jews. Their apostate Catholics, I say it many times, are worse than the apostate Jews, and they're brothers. They're brothers because they both deny God. Yeah.
what was that special we were watching? ABC, where they're at the Vatican, they're at Vatican Square, and they had the statue of St. Paul, and they were asking these
Novosibirsk. There was another movie that, if these Novosibirsk Catholics were in Vatican Square, and they said, what is that statue? It was St. Paul. And he said, and they told him, he says, I don't know who that statue is. And the guy who was doing the show goes, you're a Catholic and you don't know what the statue is? He goes, well, it's St. Paul. And then the person that's even worse goes, who's St. Paul? He goes, who was St. Paul? And I went, well, these Catholics are the biggest, so-called Catholics are the biggest dummies that walk the face of the earth. And I'm telling you, they're already paved to believe and take the mark of the beast. As our Lord says, there's going to be very few people are going to believe in, like in the days of Noah. Is there, when the Son of Man come, I think he find faith on earth at all. Luke 18:8. For so-called Catholics to be going to the Da Vinci Code and listening to this stuff and swallowing it down and talking about it and loving it is blasphemy. You're not a Catholic, but this rabbi's reveling it. Because to him, it's proving to him Catholicism was always a farce. We're now proving it. We're coming to the end of time in which we've exposed all of Catholicism lies. Yeah, but what are you depending on? You're saying we lied. Vatican II. That's where they're resting all their things at. Vatican II came around and changed and denied everything. And it was happening before then too, but that was taught by the true Catholic Church. And so that's not, you're just discrediting, in our eyes, we know what the truth of the matter is. That's not the true Catholic Church that you're discrediting. And these Catholics that you see are going to these things are not really Catholics, you dummy. We're real Catholics. Come over to my website and listen to what we're saying, pal. We're the real Catholics, not these dummies out there. We don't go look at the Da Vinci Code. The only time we'll ever even look at it or maybe read about it is to condemn it like I'm condemning you by reading your letter. That's the way true Catholics behave. And we're still here. We're going to defeat you in the end. You watch. We're going to defeat you. And the real Christ, who is the Jesus Christ, the Catholic Christ, is going to knock your false prophet, and he's going to knock your false Messiah down into the everlasting pits of hell. Mark my words on that, you bastard Moshe. Yes? And now we're going to go on and keep reading. The wonder of all this is that the matter of questioning the alleged divinity, quote-unquote divinity of the Nazarene, is now mainstreamed, normalized, and deemed kosher by the Catholic masses, no pun intended. Catholics are publicly, you know, he says, no, he's kosher. It's a Jewish term. He says, you are like apostate Jews. You may as well go out and get yourself circumcised under the old law because you don't believe in Christ. And the true old law believed in Christ anyway. It's not even the old law. It's a false religion. Catholics are publicly questioning their church's quote-unquote infallible teachings. But this is true, isn't it? Even all the traditionalists question it by putting forward dogmas as opinions. They're not allowed to come out and speak like... Do you hear anybody speak like I do, ever? Ever out there? In the traditionalist movement, study for groups, and he's none. He says, Catholics are publicly questioning their church's quote-unquote infallible teachings. With impunity and zero regard for the church's protests about this. In short, this is tantamount to a scandal that I call Jesusgate. Whether or not the book and now the movie are entirely true, partially true, or whatever is irrelevant. What is significant is that the teachings of the church are being closely scrutinized by Catholics. And again, that's not a Catholic. You're not allowed to even doubt a teaching of the church or you're outside the church. So that's how much he knows about Catholic dogma. But he's going by what the Vatican II's teaching. That you are allowed to stand up and question dogmas, even change dogmas, and the dogmas do evolve. So he's talking about Vatican II so-called Catholics. Well, we know they're not real Catholics. Again, you're not looking at Catholics here. You're looking at your own blood brothers. Your spiritual brothers, I mean. Not blood brothers, but your spiritual brothers who are Satan as a liar. They're not real Catholics. Catholics are not allowed to even doubt a dogma, let alone deny it. Now, here we go on. The wonder of all this is that it is driven in occurring within Catholicism itself, he says. A spiritual awakening is in the making here. A house of worship is being rid of its idol from within. It has but one direction to go, monotheism. What they're saying is it's being rid of Jesus, who's an idol. And it has one direction to go, monotheism, because they believe, again, they don't believe in the Holy Trinity, monotheism, which is their way. Their King Messiah, which is the Antichrist. We go on to read. How threatened is the church by this uprising and willingness from its followers to entertain ideas contrary to the church's infallible teachings. He always puts infallible in quotes, by the way, because he doesn't believe they're infallible. And the Vatican II Church does allow this, so they're getting what they deserve. The Vatican II Church is a Jewish instrument. It is a Jewish instrument that came to power to undermine all dogmas. All these antipopes, apostate antipopes, and bishops in the Vatican II Church are loving this too because they want to undermine Catholic dogma. That is their intention. So this guy can make these statements and get away with it by calling these people Catholic. But again, folks, I'm telling you, if you're going to look at the Vatican II Church, it's a Catholic church. And when you look at these people as Catholic, you're going to lose your, you don't have the faith already, number one, but when the time comes, you're going to be worshiping the Antichrist in a drop of a dime. And when Rome falls and the Jews come to full power, you're going to be right in the lap of the Antichrist in a split second. You're already in his camp anyway, you don't know it. But you're going to be explicitly in his camp at that point. Now it says, one church official suggested that Catholics take the matter to court. Yet more strong-arm intimidation tactics from an institution not agreeable to any and all questions. Okay, anyway, Judaism's, here he goes on, Judaism's position on the Nazarene has never wavered since day one. The Nazarene was rejected outright by the rabbis and Torah sages of his day, from him even being a possible candidate for the office of Judaism's King Messiah. He's telling you the truth about what Talmudic Jews believe in, all apostate Jews. Now, even the Jews who try to say, I like Jesus, he was a nice man, he cannot be just a nice man. He was not just a man. He claimed to be the Messiah, he claimed to be God. He'd either have to be a liar or insane. So don't lie to me. If you don't believe he's the Messiah, then you have to believe he was a liar or he was insane. So all Jews are lying to you out there. This guy's telling you the truth. Come on, let's get real. Everybody knows that that us Jews never believed in Jesus, and we still don't believe in Jesus. We believe he's a phony baloney from day one, from the minute we crucified him down till today. He's telling you the truth about what they believe in. And these are the people that are kissing up to these Jews and turning away from us for condemning these Jews. Again, we read, Judaism's position on the Nazarene has never wavered since day one. The Nazarene was rejected outright by the rabbis and the Torah sages of his day, from him even being a possible candidate for the office of Judaism's King Messiah. It is axiomatic to Judaism that God is non-physical. They don't think he could ever take on human flesh. That's stupid. Even an angel could appear, like Raphael in the Old Testament, to be a human. But he just appeared to be a human. God can do anything. If you say there's nothing impossible for God, then how could you say it's impossible for God if he said, I want to take on human flesh? You're denying God's omniscience and all-powerful. So these Jews are limiting God's power. They're saying all things are not possible for their God. And indeed, all things are not possible for their small g God, because their small g God is Satan and Lucifer. But the true God certainly can take on human flesh if he wants, you dummies. You fools. You know all the miracles he even did in the Old Testament that prove his power. That he can do things against nature by turning staffs into serpents, and then he can do all different kinds of things like that. And not even the devil can do that. But if the devil can even do that, how much more can God take on human flesh if he wants to? If he deems that he wants to. So he goes, okay, now, that's the thing we were talking about. Remember when that one Jew was taking money from the Protestants? That one apostate rabbi? And he said, look at this knucklehead, this Protestant with the baseball cap on. He looked like a knucklehead puppet, you know? Yeah. And the Jew, like, you can see his hand behind him just moving his mouth. Oh, yeah, give the rabbi money for Israel. We support Israel. We support the coming of the Messiah. And the rabbi goes, well, of course, we don't believe the Messiah is going to be God, though, or anything. And we don't believe he's really Jesus, is what the rabbi's saying. And the Protestant goes, oh, yeah, well, that's fine. That's cool. That's neato. We'll still send you money anyway. Hey, this guy just undermined everything you're supposed to believe in, and you're giving him money and supporting his temple? Are you a knucklehead? You see, these Protestants get everything they deserve. Now, they go on, he goes, with all the divinity that flowed through Moses, saying that he was somehow God in the flesh, heaven forfend would be equally idolatrous as Nazarene worship. Because they're saying Jesus was no more God than was Moses. That's what he's saying there. And Moses said there's going to come a prophet later on who's greater than me, who you must listen to, greater than me. But we're not going to get into all the divinity verses here. My point is to get you people to understand what the Jews believe in. You're hearing it right out of a horse's mouth, right out of the apostate Jew's mouth. These Lubavitcher Jews in Brooklyn, these blasphemous bastards. And it's not just them. Even the nicer Jews who try to be nice to you don't believe Jesus is the Messiah. So what are they telling you? He's a liar. He's a fraud. They're all saying it. This guy's just being honest. And you're getting it right here. Now he goes, now, why is this Da Vinci Code hubbub so astonishing to me? Why is it a wonder, being ever higher than a miracle? Let's read my Maimonides, also known as Rambam, whose legal code is the final and absolute authoritative word for Judaism regarding Judaism's King Messiah. Now, a lot of the Jews, Orthodox Jews, excommunicated this guy because he was too liberal for them. But a lot of them accepted him. But some of them accept some of his teachings, and some of them don't accept all of his teachings. But he's going to go on to say that, but we all accept what Maimonides taught about the Messiah. The laws of King Messiah by Maimonides, one of Judaism's greatest sages, were derived from all sacred sources within Judaism. No subsequent Jewish legalist has ever challenged Rambam's laws on this topic. They stand as Judaism's final legal word on who and what King Messiah will be and must do according to Judaism. And we're talking apostate Judaism here, folks. It has nothing to do with true Judaism, which ended with the death of Christ and was replaced by Catholicism. Their Judaism is a total fraud. Now keep in mind that this is the same Judaism that apostate anti-pope John Paul II and apostate anti-pope Ratzinger and all these apostate anti-popes of the Vatican II Church say is a good religion, a holy religion, a religion of God, their chosen people, and it's intrinsic to Catholicism. So what are we looking at here? We're looking at apostate anti-pope John Paul II as being an Orthodox Jew. He's an infiltrator. You can't say stuff like that and get away with it unless you're a Jew and people believe in it. How could you believe something like that? It's a complete antithesis, this modern-day Judaism, since the death of Christ is a phony religion. It's not true Judaism. And that's what these people are trying to say today. They're going together to rabbis and calling them brothers. JP2 said they're our elder brothers in faith. Listen to what he's saying about Christ here. You understand what's going on here, folks? You better wake up, because there's not much time left. And today, after this sermon, if you don't listen to what I'm saying, how do you know if you haven't sinned against the Holy Ghost? And God's not going to give you another chance. And then you're going to be under the uttermost curse and the veil of darkness, and God will never give you a grace to remove that veil. Then you're going to be forced square right into the camp of the Jews. If what I'm saying to you makes any sense at this very moment now, because you have a little bit of goodwill in you, go with it all the way and listen to all my sermons. If you don't, you're going to be damned on Judgment Day. Now listen, he says, my Maimonides inserted a footnote into these laws. The footnote was censored by the church and only retrieved by an extant manuscript in Jerusalem of the original work. Even though the church banned these blasphemous teachings of Maimonides, they kept them in secret. Mm-hmm. And now here he is. He's going to read them to you. We're going to read them to you. Here's the quote from that. Quote, Jesus of Nazareth, who aspired to be the Messiah and was executed by the court, was also spoken of in Daniel's prophecies, Daniel 11:14. The renegades among your people shall exalt themselves in an attempt to fulfill the vision, but they shall stumble. He's saying, you people are going to try to present him as the Messiah, but you're going to stumble. He goes on saying, quote, can there be a greater stumbling block than Christianity? All the prophets spoke of Messiah as the Redeemer of Israel and their Savior, who would gather their dispersed ones and strengthen their observance of the mitzvahs, Jewish Bible commandments. In contrast, the founder of Christianity caused the Jews to be slain by the sword, the remnant to be scattered and humiliated, the Torah to be altered, and the majority of the word to err and to serve a small g god rather than a Lord. They're pretending as if God never punished Jews in the past. Whenever you rebel against the true God, he always destroys his people. And Jesus did fulfill these prophecies. He gathered together not just the Jews, because if they read the Old Testament prophecies, it said Jesus came to gather together the Jews and the Gentile nations, and that the Jews will reject him, we will turn to the Gentiles. Indeed, Catholicism has done that. They're angry because when they didn't believe in Jesus Christ, he destroyed their temple and slayed evil Jews. Well, you may as well be angry at Moses, because he killed evil Jews also. Read your own Old Testament, even that you claim to believe in. God is consistently killing evil Jews. Jesus fulfilled all the prophecies by destroying all the evil Jews that did not believe in him, and he converted all the goodwill Jews, and more importantly, the mass of the Gentiles, which is in the Old Testament prophecies, as was only accomplished inside the Catholic Church. Now, this is my Maimonides speaking. And a lot of people say he was the more gentle rabbi. Some of the Catholics and so-called Catholics and these ecumenical people like to use him. This is what he's teaching about Jesus. And we're going on to continue with what he's saying here. Maimonides, quote, nevertheless, the intent of the creator of the world is not within the power of man to comprehend. For to paraphrase Yeshua, which is Isaiah 55:8, his ways are not our ways, nor is his thoughts our thoughts. Ultimately, all the deeds of Jesus of Nazareth and the Ishmaelite, the Mohammedans, who arose after him, will only serve to pave the way for the coming of Messiah and for the improvement of the entire world, motivating the nations to serve God together, as is written in Zephaniah 3:9, I will make the peoples pure of speech so that they will call upon the name of God and serve him with own purpose. He's saying God has used the Catholics and used the Mohammedans to punish us Jews, but in the end, when they become discredited, it's going to give our God even more power and more glory. So in God's mystical ways, he used these two entities to dupe the world for 2,000 years while we were suffering under the persecuting hands of these bastards. But when God destroys Catholicism, we're going to glory in that fact. So that's what he's saying here. What I've been telling you people all along, they're going to portray Catholicism as nothing more than a Nebuchadnezzar or King Babylon used to punish these apostates, Jews who are God's real chosen people. And the Vatican II Church is consistently telling everybody that these apostate Jews are God's chosen people, they're favored by God, Judaism is a good religion, it's intrinsic to us, and they're our elder brothers. They're paving the road for all of this nonsense. Now, he goes on to say, my Amana days, how will this come about? The entire world has already become filled with the talk of the supposed Messiah, as well as the Torah and the mitzvahs, the Jewish Bible commandments. These matters have been spread among many spiritually insensitive nations who discuss these matters as well as the mitzvahs, the Jewish Bible commandments, and the Torah. Some of them, Christians, say, quote, these commandments were true, but are not enforced in the present age. They're not acceptable for all time. Others, Muslims say, implied in the commandments are hidden concepts that cannot be understood simply. The Messiah has already come and revealed them, end quote. No, that's just a quote within a quote. Now we're going on against this, my Almana day, still speaking. When the true Messiah will arise and prove successful, his position becoming exalted and uplifted, they will all return and realize that their ancestors endowed them with a false heritage. Their prophets and ancestors caused them to err. Jesus was a liar. The apostles were a liar. The saints were a liar. The gospels were full of lies. And you watch the whole world say that. You watch all these nominal Catholics say that in the drop of a dime when their life is at stake and they're going to lose pleasures. They're already watching stuff that's denying the divinity of Christ. So this Jew is going to say at that point, it's already being denied. Look at these TV shows that are coming out and discrediting the gospels and all of our prophets who are really brothers of the true prophets in the Old Testament. These Jews are the ones that are the false prophets and the liars, along with everybody else who's not Catholic. But they happen to be the most vicious enemies of Christ. Jesus said in John 5:43 about the unbelieving Jews, I come in the name of the Father and you receive me not. If another comes in his own name, him you shall receive. They've been looking for false messiahs on the day of Bar Kochba, the year 132, when they thought he was the Messiah, and then he got his ass kicked, and he got thrown out of Jerusalem. I don't know, he got killed or whatever happened to him there. Right? And it's going to happen one after another to all of your false messiahs. And that's nothing. Getting your behind kicked doesn't mean anything. If they just got their behind kicked, they should be thankful. Because that's not just what happened. They ended up in hell and they're burning there forever now. They're burning in eternal hellfire. And every one of your false messiahs has been proved to be a sham, and so is going to be the Antichrist. He's only prophesizing what our Bible teaches, that in the final days, these bastards are going to come to such power that everybody's going to be prepared to worship their false God and their false Messiah. And our scripture tells us what Jesus is going to do when he comes the second time. He's going to throw the false prophet and the Antichrist into the fire of hell, burning alive. Your Menachem Schneerson is in hell, burning forever. And if you're seeing that guy up upon the face of the earth, he's coming up from hell as a demon, pal. He's a demon straight out of hell, or it's a devil looking like him, but there's no purpose why he shouldn't come up himself. Why not? Even Judas comes up upon the face of the earth from hell to possess people and to cause trouble. And I don't doubt that these people are really seeing him in some of their gatherings. And guess what? He's a demon. He's a demon. That's what I'm telling you guys. He's a demon straight out of hell, because that's where Schneerson is right now, burning forever. Okay, now, he goes, we'll just quote that, we're almost done here. He goes, when the true Messiah King will arise and prove successful, his position becoming exalted and uplifted, they will all return and realize that their ancestors, all the Catholic saints, endowed them with false heritage, their prophets and ancestors caused them to err. End quote. That's the end quote of my Almana days. That's my Almana days teaching this. Not Moshe Yes, even. This is the guy, what century was my Almana days in? 1600s or 1200s or 1100s. Whatever he was. He's teaching it back then, and they're picking up on it. See, he was the one that people say he was the good guy. He was not so severe as these other Orthodox Jews. That's what he's teaching. And all these guys are picking up on it. Now, we go back to Rabbi Moshe Yes's comments. In case you missed it, here it is again, more clarified. 1991, Rabbi Schneerson identifies himself as Judaism's King Messiah. 2006, the Da Vinci Code movie. When the true Messiah's King will arise and prove successful, his position, becoming exalted and uplifted, they, Catholics, for now, will all return and realize that their ancestors endowed them with a false heritage, their prophets and ancestors caused them to err, end quote. That's him quoting from Maimonides, putting his own brackets in there about Catholics. As sure as we all watched the collapse of the World Trade Center towers, we are now watching the irreversible progression of the collapse of Catholicism, being yet another of several affirmations of the truth of the King, Messianic Messiahship of Rabbi M. M. Schneerson, signed Rabbi Moshe Yes. And there you have it, folks. Now you're learning what these Jews believe. The more polite ones are not going to come right out and tell you that, but you can even nail them by just saying, do you believe Jesus Christ was the Messiah, God and man? Do you believe it or not? When he says no, he's the same thing as this guy. They might not come out as bold as this guy is, but they all believe what he believes in. They have to, because if they didn't, they would accept Christ as the true Messiah, the Son of God. You're learning what these people actually believed and believed about Christ from the moment they crucified him down till today. And these are the people that the Vatican II Church are saying they're our elder brothers. That their religion is intrinsic to us, which is dead bent on denouncing and destroying Catholicism. Wake up, people out there now. And if you're listening to my sermon, I tell you today is the day of salvation. If you have any goodwill, there's no way that this sermon cannot have made some sense to you. And I would tell you, go back and listen to all my sermons and read all my books on this topic. In particular, my book titled The Jews. My other book called Woe to You Who Call Evil Good. And my other book, Sin, Guilt, and the Passion of Christ. Read them. Read them attentively. Read my book, End Time Signs, and being fulfilled in front of your eyes. And know that Catholic prophecy, true Catholic prophecy in Bibles, prophesied about bastards like this. He's blaspheming God publicly and reveling in something we knew would happen anyway. But it doesn't make it good. It doesn't make it nice. It stinks to the high heavens. Blasphemy is blasphemy is blasphemy. And we're going to face this guy down like pit bulls. And he's not going to defeat us. He may martyr us, but he's never going to defeat us and take our faith away. You want to learn what the true Catholic Church teaches? She hasn't been destroyed. Far from it. She's as strong as ever. Even if there wasn't one Catholic in the Church, it still survives in her dogmas and her offices. Because it's Christ's mystical body. And we are the only members of the Catholic Church that I know of here. And TRC and a few scattered of our brothers around. A very small number of us. And it will grow from here. So I'm telling you, you better listen to my website and start listening to what I'm saying right now. And get away from the Protestants. Get away from the apostate Jews. Get away from every other false religion. Get away from the Vatican II Church. Get away from the Society of St. Pius X, this apostate institution of all these traditionalists. Get away from all the City of Conscience groups that are not Catholic, which is almost every one of them. We're the only ones here I know that are Catholic. And stop, and I repeat, stop deifying the Jews because of their race. You better sit down and say, are you really believing that there's never been one evil Jew in the world? There's been more than just one evil Jew. There's been a whole multitude of evil Jews. And I say to you people out there many times, out of every race in the world, mostly there's all evil people. There's only very few people out of all races that are going to be saved. Out of any race, if you're going to get 2-5% of the people being saved when all is said and done, that's all you're going to get. It has nothing to do with race, what I'm talking about here. It has to do with what you just heard out of this bastard's mouth. He doesn't believe Jesus is the Christ and the Messiah and the Son of God. Now, how can you Protestants go out of one mouth, say you believe that, and support these bums, you Zionists, because you didn't believe the Catholic Church is the true Israel and the New Jerusalem? So let's just be a warning to everybody out here. You heard this from, you go over to this website and read it if you don't think I'm telling you the truth. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
One may ask, how is it that these so-called Catholics can profess to believe in the true Christ on one hand, but on the other hand, listen to apostate Jewish lies that teach that Jesus is not the Christ, that he didn't rise from the dead, that he didn't redeem mankind, and all other big Jewish lies? St. Paul actually tells us why this is the case, because they're not true Catholics. They're apostates who don't obey God's commandments. They break one or more of his commandments, particularly in the areas of the faith and dogmas. Because this is what it is to go over and to look at the movies and read books that teach that Jesus is not the true Christ or the Messiah or that are blasphemous is an act of apostasy from the Catholic faith. So why do these so-called Catholics fall under this? It's even illogical that they should even pretend to try to profess on one hand that Christ is God and then listen to these other lies that teach that Christ isn't God. Well, St. Paul gives us this mystery of iniquity, which our Lord God has cursed these people with the operation of error. We read about it in 2 Thessalonians 2, 9-11, Antichrist, whose coming is according to the working of Satan, in all power and signs and lying wonders, and in all seduction of iniquity to them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Therefore God shall send them the operation of error to believe lying, that all may be judged who have not believed the truth, but have consented to iniquity. That's why they're believing those lies, because they're under the operation of error, and that's just one proof that they're not true Catholics. They're nominal Catholics. This recording is produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901. 1-800-273-2878. Visit our St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us or email me, Richard Joseph Michael Ibrani, at rjmi@johnthebaptist.us or send for a catalog to the just mentioned address.